Guys, what's up? So this episode, I'm going to be talking about water. And I usually I try to drink a gallon of water every day, and I'm usually pretty close, even if I don't hit a gallon of water every day, or whatever that amount is. Basically, I want to talk about how to optimize your water consumption, right? Because I think this is probably one of the simplest things that you can do. And I think most people, I'm sure there's data on this, but like most people are not as hydrated as they should be. So water, right? So that's my goal. I try to drink like 3/4 of a gallon to 1 gallon every single day. And the main reason for that is usually when you drink water, you don't necessarily, if you have like those cravings or that random hunger spike or whatever you call it, usually, you know, that's just overeating, right? Because, and what I usually drink water when I'm feeling like that. And usually those cravings and all those, they subside. Well, I'm talking about food. So, you know, whenever you feel like, yo, you want to go grab like a donut or whatever, if you're hungry, you can trick your body to just drink water instead. Simple. Just drink water. And the reason you should is like also, you know, you can drink other types of liquids. You can drink coffee or tea. But the thing is, nothing is going to be, I want to say water is harmless. I think it is. I think it's pretty much harmless. There's nothing really in it. But most of these other drinks, there's something in them, right? And I think when you drink water, it's pretty much as pure as you can get. And also what I want to talk about next, guys, is this is a subject which you have to do your own research, but this is what I do, or I try to do every day. I have a water distiller, and it basically filters distilled water it takes tap water. And if you study like what is in our like tap water, in our drinking water, there's this thing called total dissolvable solids. And it's basically, it's other small micro elements that are in water, and it could be anything. I mean, the government puts fluoride in our water, I believe, which is a whole nother thing, but there's a bunch of stuff that when it comes through the water pipes and travels through like the system, you know, there's been studies where even like medicine has been found, like traces of it has been found in drinking water. And though it might not be that big of a deal, I still like to drink distilled water. And when I say distilled water, I have my own water distiller at home, and I pour tap water into it, and it gives me distilled water. You know, and you have to do your own research. Some people say that it's bad for you. So what I tend to do is I like to split it up. So like 50-50 would be like, I drink regular water, which is tap, like regular tap water, or you know, bottled water, which is, I don't really like that. And then half of my water consumption, I like to drink distilled water. But that's kind of off on a tangent here. But anyway, how I drink water. So I have this one secret weapon, this one tool. Basically, if you go on Amazon and you look up 1 gallon glass jugs, you get these things right here. And as you can see, I have some water in here from the day before. So this is 1 gallon of water. And what I do is I fill these things up and I leave them pretty much all around the house. So, you know, I'm usually here, you know, in the office or in my bedroom. So I'll leave one jug here and I'll leave a jug over there. And what I tend to do is like, I just grab it and I drink straight from it. But if you want, you can keep a glass or whatever. So accessibility, right? Keeping your water And for those of you who watched on, who are listening on the podcast, I was talking about it's this 1 gallon glass jug, and I'll put a link or like description of it in the show notes, but it's basically, I don't know how to explain it. It's like a 1 gallon glass jug that you can fill up with water. Anyway, so buy a few of those. They're on Amazon. And all you need to do is I just leave them around the house. You don't have to have that specific thing. I just find it very convenient because it's a lot of water and you don't have to keep refilling it. If you leave it around your house, and also it's, there's been studies that show that the more that you can see, like for example, like if you're working on your desk, right? If you put a bottle of water right there, there's a great chance that you'll drink that rather than you getting up and go do something and grab water. So keeping the water right next to you, and like I just keep my glass jug here, but keeping your water accessible and close to you, and being able to see it all the time is also super helpful. And usually it's the best thing that I can tell you, like literally you just do this and I can tell you it will, there's a very, very big chance that it can help you. So this has been a habit that I've tried to adopt since a few months ago. And that's basically drinking 16 ounces of water as soon as I get up. So not even after I brush my teeth, or I mean, you can brush your teeth if you want, but I just wake up, I drink 16 ounces of water before I even get off my bed. It's already right there. I reach for it, I finish it, and then I get off my bed. And I think I'm not going to go into the science of it, because there's probably people that are better at it than explaining it than me. But you know, drink 16 ounces of water when you wake up, and you do that every day. There's so many benefits. And also, if you don't really like bland, like just blank, like straight water, there's been many people that, it's kind of popular, you just see it all the time, of putting different things like lemons or, like cucumbers or whatever in your water. If you like that, you can also make flavored water. And I know this sounds like super insane to be talking about water this much, but I mean, the science of it, and also, if you just, you know, the earth is mostly water, and we're pretty much a lot of our body is made out of water. So I just think that if more people do that, there's a great chance that, you feel better. You know, and it's just like the butterfly effect. So, and if you don't know what the butterfly effect is, you got to look it up. And it's not that song by Travis Scott or whatever. but anyway, so check that out. I really, really think that these small micro changes, keeping your water accessible close to you, having jugs of water around your house, training your body to consume water at certain times of the day. And if you're probably listening to this, you probably buy into the idea of water. So that's pretty much it. Flavored water, like the ones that you make, not the ones that you buy, like those drops from the stores and none of that. I hope this was helpful. You know, after talking about water for this long, I'm sure you're thirsty now. These are small micro changes that will definitely translate into improving your health and wealth, because it helped me. So yeah, I will see you in the next episode. And other than that, peace out. I'll
been going through some shit that's getting real now. Yeah, people dying all around me, man. I'm telling you, this shit is getting real now. Yeah, lost my grandma, didn't know it. Can you tell me how that feel now? Yeah, got a message saying sorry for your loss. I didn't know if it was real now. Praying that they got the wrong number. Tell me how the fuck I got a deal now. I was going through the motions, I was doing all my shit. Turning 20 in the city, I was too focused to quit. Got on FaceTime with my granny and she told me she was proud. 1 week later she was gone and now she up above the clouds. Never got the chance to tell her that I loved her for her legacy. Everything she did and all she wanted was the best for me. Tell me why the good times always coming with the bad. Never thought I'd see the tears ever coming from my dad. I've been on a mission ever since, get it while I can. Every day I gotta reminisce, thinking about the past. I've been killing all these beats, I've been shitting on these rappers. I've been praying that I never gotta settle, living average. Gotta buy my mama crib, gotta buy my dad a whip, gotta buy my bro the world, gotta get it while I live. I don't take no shit for granted, cause I seen it come and go. I'ma take over the planet, yeah, you fuckers better know. Been going through some shit that's getting real now. Yeah, people dying all around me, man. I'm telling you, this shit is getting real now. Yeah, lost my grandma, didn't know it. Can you tell me how that feel now? Yeah, got a message saying sorry for your loss. I didn't know if it was real now. Praying that they got the wrong number. Tell me how the fuck I got a deal now. I've been battling these thoughts that been running through my mind. Trying to make my parents proud, taking one step at a time. But nobody understands all the shit that I've been going through. Working on the music while I'm studying in dental school. Thinking about just dropping out and doing what I love. But I can't imagine leaving my whole family in the mud. But they never raised a coward. I'ma finish what I started. I'ma juggle all the shit and keep on working at my hardest. I've been going where my heart is. Yeah, I know that I'm the smartest. Never thinking about the parties. I've been doing what my part is. I've been battling the best. I'ma let God do the rest. I'm not getting any rest. Working till I got up next. Yeah, I know this shit ain't what it seems, but I know I'm blessed. Every time that life is hard, man, I know that shit a test. They've been trying to cut the weak, only made it for the best. I just pray before I sleep and now I get what I request.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.